sometimes I wish the government would put a word limit.
Oh, sure, on a lot of people.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Because then you'd
That'd
have to
be wonderful.
You'd have to really articulate.
You mean for books or just in talking?
Maybe only in talking, because books, yeah. It's more of a choice. People can go to choose to look in it, you know, and read it. But talking, it's like, yeah,
you got 1,000 words a day.
Yeah.
Of course, some people would have more, some people have less if they're really obnoxious or irritating.
Yeah.
We cut it down to like 200 words a day.
Yeah, maybe your neighbors vote on how many you have, or there's a lot of guys would be like, hey guys, come over to the house today. You know, Marjorie only has 4 words left this month.
That'd be wonderful, yeah.
So the good time's over here, you know?
We're
going to be able to do whatever we want.
Well, the ancient Greeks had this thing called ostraki, where they would put on little clay tablets, fragments of a clay pot. You could write down the name of somebody that you wanted to banish from the city.
Yes.
And then every year they would collect that and they would banish the person who got the most votes, because it was inevitably the most obnoxious person in the whole city. Can you imagine how wonderful that would be if we had something like that?
I would love that. Well, you would think if we get to vote people forward, we should be able to also vote people
off the island.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.